fostering community and keeping connection alive in a contactless world. How in the heck do we intend to do that? Welcome to your pep talk. And really today, this whole idea was birthed out of my classes and just the culture at my current place of work, or one of my places of work, because I do a lot of different things, but it came from SoulCycle, but I feel it in a lot of other places. And I'll talk about SoulCycle just because it's where I work. That's my arena. So I see it the most. But I know for a fact, this isn't just happening at SoulCycle. There seems to be a major loss in connection and really fostering relationships. And it's crazy because I feel like one of the number one things 20-somethings come to me asking is like, Mads, I don't know how to make friends. Or, you know, I am trying to find different groups of people to hang out with. Or now that I'm out in the adult world, I'm having a really challenging time meeting new people. God forbid you move to a new city. I've heard this question so many different times of like, how do I find more connections, more relationships? How do I find these people? And I really feel like the problem is everybody's head is so glued down in their phone. We are so unaware of what's going on around us. Quite literally, look up from your phone. That is the pep talk I want to give you this week. Look up from your phone because you just are so unaware of all the missed connections when you are so attached to this screen that you're not looking around you. People don't even make eye contact with you anymore. Nobody smiles, high fives, what's up, how are you, what's up, I love your shoes, I love whatever. Whenever anybody asks me about ways to boost their confidence quickly, I tell everybody to play the compliment game. And the compliment game is basically you walk around and any single person that you come in contact with throughout the day, you give them a compliment and a good one, not something superficial, but like really mean it and really try. And you're going to notice that you vibrate differently and the responses you get from people are different. And you're going to realize there's a serious energy shift, not only in the aura around you, but just the way you carry yourself and the way you start to walk out into the world. It kind of reverberates off of you. But going back to what I was talking about of how do we foster connection and community in a contactless world, we really have to be paying closer attention now more than ever because everything is contactless. There's self-checkout. We have Apple Pay on everything. We don't even have to look at the person behind the desk checking us in at our favorite workout classes. We don't have to make contact with people anywhere pretty much, really. And it's crazy because even in these super hospitable face-to-face front of house places of work, it's contactless, meaning I don't have to look up. I don't have to engage. I don't have to lean in. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to form relationships. I don't have to try. I don't have to kind of get outside my comfort zone and maybe feel a little awkward and put myself out there just to kind of have a conversation with someone. I mean, I can't tell you how often lately I'll be sharing a treadmill with someone in an hour class and we're switching treadmills every several minutes and they don't even acknowledge my existence. And I get it. We all have those days where we're not our most bubbly, shiny selves or we're really going through it. But even when I've been at my lowest lows, when I show up to a class where I know I want to be in a communal setting because I am lonely or I'm going through something and I don't want to be alone, I still lean in because I crave that connection. And in a world that is starving for connection, starving for friendship, starving to actually feel like they are a part of something, it's wild to me that we still can't look up every once in a while and connect with the people right in front of us that are literally surrounding us at every second of every day, but we're so glued to all the technology and everything stealing our attention that it's stealing attention from the people directly around you who we should be engaging with. You know, I say a lot at SoulCycle, you could do this for a hell of a lot cheaper in your basement by yourself, but that's not why you came here today. You wanted to be a part of something bigger than you. in a communal aspect and feel connected to something greater. And, you know, I loved this analogy, and I actually got it from Jasmine on the at-home bike, the SoulCycle Equinox bike, because, you know, I got to brush up on my own game now and then and listen to other people's voices other than my own in my classes. And she talked about this concept that I had never heard of, which is so wild. I've never heard about it talked about this way. I call it pillars in life, and I say you have five, but this really talks about your third place. One place is your home, one place is your work, and then you have that third place of belonging. And you go there because it makes you feel a certain way. It has a significant impact on the way you feel and the vibe around it and the community or the gathering or the hub or this thing that you feel comfy and cozy and connected to. Like, you just really feel like it's a mothership to you in some way of like belonging and really being a part of something. And you're socially involved and you offer different things to that place and the people within it. So there's very much this equal energy opportunity of give and take in that third place for you. And that's what makes you feel so good in it. In this contactless world, you have to go out of your way now more so than ever to make contact. And another thing I think is people are waiting around for it to happen to them. It's like everybody is sitting on the bench of life or, you know, on the sidelines waiting to get called in or waiting for somebody to do it to them. Don't wait for someone to walk in your life and be that thing you need. We're all waiting around for that. Like, it's just going to happen out of nowhere. And I have found that when I act out in the world the way I want to receive, usually it comes around and happens to me. And what I mean by that is sometimes you have to be what you need out in the world, and then it comes around full circle to you because you're putting it out there energetically day in and day out. And I guarantee it's going to come back to you full circle, but you can't wait around. You have to be that thing first that you need, and then it will come to you some way, some shape, some form. And I think if we all acted like that more, today I'm going to be the thing that I need most, the thing that I'm praying for, the thing that I really want, that thing or that person or that place that really just makes me feel seen, heard, and appreciated. If I am that thing out in the world that I'm craving the most, I guarantee from an energy perspective, it is going to come back to us tenfold. I believe that wholeheartedly. You get what you give. So what are you giving? Really, truly think about that this week. Are you giving? Are you being the person that you're seeking or you're needing the most in this world? Because if not, that's where to start. That's where the work starts. Go out there and work on that. Put yourself out there. Be the thing that you need the most right now. Go be that thing. And I guarantee you, it will come back to you. So this week, tune out the noise, turn up your heart, and look up from your damn phone once in a while.